morning, everybody. How's it going? Man, I'm glad that you guys are all here this morning. I'm glad that Johnny asked me to come and kind of share my heart with you guys this morning. For those of you that don't know me, pretty sure everybody in here does, but for those of you that don't, my name is Tyler Kelly. I'm the other half of the youth leadership here at Highland. And this morning, I kind of just wanted to start off with a little bit of a backstory of how we became the Well Youth Group, how that name came about. That's why I titled the message The Well. So probably a couple years ago, me and my wife stepped in as youth leaders here at Highland. I used to go to Parkland. That's my bad. That's the only time I mess up today. I hope that's it. All right, so we stepped in as the youth leaders here at Highland, and we were tasked by the former pastor to come up with the name for the youth because they didn't have a name, and he felt like a name would kind of give them a sense of purpose, and it could be something that we put on shirts and that they could wear and be proud of. So he really wanted a name for them. So me and my wife really thought about it for several weeks, and we just weren't coming up with anything. I'm not the most creative person in the world, so it was a task for me. So I decided to do what most millennials do nowadays when they can't figure out what to do or what the answer to a problem is. And I picked up my phone, and I said, "Hey, Google." And I said, "Hey, what are some youth names, youth group names?" And I didn't do this to find our youth group name. I did it more for some sense of direction, some kind of an idea, what other youth pastors had been using, what kind of verses they had been using to kind of back up their names. And I came across several different names, and we came across The Well. And underneath The Well, they had a mission statement. And I read the mission statement, and I really liked it. I really liked what it stood for. But I still wasn't quite sure if that was the name. Because I really wanted something that was going to be specific to Highland. I didn't want it to be something somebody had already used. I felt like it wasn't going to be genuine if it was something that somebody had already used. But I went ahead and read the story in John 4 of the woman at the well, which is the story that this name derived from. And when I read that story, I immediately knew that this was the name for the youth group at Highland. And so this morning, I'm going to share John 4 with you guys. I know you guys have heard it quite a bit over the last couple weeks, but I don't think it's a coincidence that he put it in our Sunday school curriculum last week, and that Brandon teached over it last week, and that I'm teaching over it, and he put it on all of our hearts. So I think he's trying to tell us something with this passage. So we're going to hit it again, and I'm going to read nearly the whole thing, so you're going to have to hold on, but I feel like the whole thing is very vital to this. So we're going to start in verse 7. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband.' For you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on the mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father, nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. Sorry. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in the spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming. He who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. Just then his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with the woman, but no one said, what do you seek, or why are you talking with her? So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, come see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? They went out of the town and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say there are 4 months, then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. Already the one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true. One sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Many Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed for 2 days. And many more believed of his word. They said to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world. So that was a lot. But from this story is where they gathered these 4 points that would eventually become the mission statement for the well. And so I just want to go over each statement that's in our mission statement. And in verse 9 and 10, the Samaritan woman is asking Jesus why he came, why he wants a drink from her when she is a Samaritan and he is a Jew, because they didn't get along. And he comes back and answers her, if you only knew who I am, would you not question me? You would not question me, for I can give you living water. So we really want, first and foremost, for these kids to be able to come to a place, and if they're thirsty for Jesus, they can find him. We don't want kids to be coming to our youth group because of the cool games we play, or because me and Brandon are so good looking, or any of the other reasons that they would come to the youth group. But we want them to be coming because they're thirsty for Jesus. Now, I know when students first come, they're probably not going to come because of me and Brandon, or because of our worship, or because of our games. They're probably going to be there for that, right? But I hope that eventually, within the couple weeks or the months that they come, that they will really be there because they're hungry for Jesus and they thirst for him. So the second statement in our mission statement is, the well is a place where you can come and thirst no more. So if we look at verse 13, Jesus says, whoever drinks this water will one day be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water I can give them will thirst no more. So today in American culture, there's so many things that are thrown at us to try to fill the void that's in our hearts, to try to fill the emptiness we feel when we don't have Jesus. And it's even more so, I feel like, nowadays for kids. You guys wouldn't believe what these kids are exposed to, what's offered to them. They're constantly being told, if you're not happy, if you don't feel right, it's because you don't do drugs, or you don't come drink with us, or because you don't wear this type of clothes, or you don't drive this type of car. That's why you're not happy. But our hope is that we can bring them into our youth group and they can find out the true, where they can truly get their happiness. And that's from Jesus. And he can fill them up. And they won't ever thirst for those things of this world again. So number 3, the well is a place for sinners to sit and speak with Jesus. So in verses 16 through 26, we find out that the Samaritan lady has a checkered past, right? She's had 5 failed marriages. She's in a relationship with a man that she's not married to. And yet Jesus still sat there and talked to her. And he still gave her the truth. And he still witnessed to her. So we don't want kids coming to our youth group feeling like they're not good enough. We want to let them know that we're all sinners just like they are. And that there's nothing that they have done or can do to lose Jesus' forgiveness. That he's got their back and he always will. There's been so many instances, especially even in our town, where kids felt like they had nothing, right? They felt like they had nobody to run to. You know, I don't know what the case was, if they felt like, you know, they weren't good enough or that they couldn't be forgiven. But we want to be that safe place, and we want everybody to feel like they can come and they can talk with us and they can learn about Jesus and that Jesus can forgive them. So, number four. The well is a place where transformation happens. So in verses 39 and 42, we learn of a huge transformation happening throughout the town. Jesus is changing lives, and many are starting to believe. So the Samaritan woman had gone into the town and told everybody about Jesus and what he had told her and what he was doing. And everybody had to come see him. And he ended up talking with them and changing many lives. So we want this youth group to be a place where transformation happens. We don't want it to be a stagnant youth group where we just come and we sing the same songs every week and they just hear another message from me and Brandon. We want to change them and make them disciple makers. And we want to allow them to be able to go out into the town, go out into their schools, and be able to disciple others and be able to talk to others about Jesus. And we want them to be able to bring kids to us and say, hey, they have this question about Jesus. Can you guys answer it for them? And we want to see amazing transformations happen throughout this town and throughout this youth group. So I want to finish up by giving you guys our full mission statement. And I'm sure nobody's heard it. Most of the youth weren't sure what it was either. So we're going to get it posted up somewhere so everybody can see it and everybody knows it. So the mission statement is the Well Youth Group, a place for the spiritually thirsty, a place for you to come and thirst no more, a place for sinners to sit and speak with Jesus, and a place where radical transformation happens.